fellow.
Yima didn't even glance over his shoulder. Ula described him, not yet willing to give the matter up. Being a good informer meant taking nothing for granted and noticing all the details.
Grayish hair, prominent nose, brown eyes, with an old droid?
Oh, no one in particular,
the Twi'lek assured him.
A pilot whose ship is currently berthed here. He has the favor of my mistress, and therefore the run of the palace.
What's his name?
Jet Nebula, Envoy V.E. You won't have heard of him.
That was true. It didn't even sound like a real name. But he wasn't fool enough to take Yima at his word. The Hutts and their servants were natural liars. Like him. He filed the name away in his memory. Yima took him through several ridiculous security measures in order to introduce him to the cause of all this fuss. A navicomp and a battered bit of space junk. It all seemed an utter beat-up, as far as he could tell, although that in itself was something of a relief. If the charade amounted to nothing, it would soon therefore be over. Nonetheless, he attended carefully to the details and asked the questions expected of him.
No survivors, you say?
He asked after hearing the last transmissions from the Cinzia.
How can I be sure your affiliate didn't murder them and concoct this mad story to cover the deed?
The fate of the passengers is irrelevant to us,
Yima answered.
We would not lie to spare your sensibilities.
That Ula believed completely, and it revived the moral outrage he had felt at being in the court of a Hutt. Tasa Barisha's venal tactics only confirmed his low opinion of her kind and his hopes that they would be undone somehow. The Hutts were walking a very fine line. The more valuable the items they were auctioning, the more they could obviously charge. But how long until one or another party simply walked in and took them? He wondered if either side had just such contingencies in place. Supreme Commander Stantors obviously suspected so with respect to the Jedi, and there had been no chance to ask Watcher 3 if the Emperor had sent someone other than an official envoy. A cipher agent, perhaps, capable of far greater feats than a mere informer such as himself. Ula had glimpsed an Imperial shuttle in the dock at the rear of the palace, so he knew he wasn't the only envoy Barish had entertained that day. It had occurred to him on the way that the Imperial envoy wouldn't know that the Republic envoy was actually a traitor, with no intention of winning the auction for his so-called masters. If he could only find some way to communicate that message, it might save the Emperor a great deal of trouble and expense. Yima was speaking again.
The auction will be held tomorrow, with all parties present. You will be bidding for the combination to this vault. The safety of all parties is our primary concern, so the process will be anonymous. I will take you to your secure accommodation now, and you may examine the data there overnight.
If the bidders are anonymous,
said Ula, seeing his chance of getting a message to the Imperial envoy slipping away from him.
How will we know that the bids are genuine?
How indeed,
said Yima with a knowing smile.
I advise you to bid fairly, so you can be sure that the winning bid reflects the price's true worth.
Thieves and liars and economic rationalists,
thought Ula, as Yima led him to the embarrassingly lush